This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd.
Don't tell my mom what I did this weekend. Okay, so this is between us.
That is not a way to start a Monday morning.
Mom.
Hold on. What time is it? It's 8:09. Is she at work right now?
She's at work.
Okay, we can talk freely. As long as none of her friends narc on you.
Yeah, we'll see what time they get in. Don't tell her. It's a secret still.
Well, aren't you like in your late 20s, a homeowner, making your own big girl decisions?
Doesn't mean that my inner child is not still afraid of my mom.
We were talking last week that you were thinking about getting a dog, but there was like a table or something that you were using as an incentive. Like, I can't even do that until I finish this.
Yep. I was like, I have a coffee table I got for Christmas that had been in the box for 2 months, and then it's been sitting in pieces for over a month now. And I was like, we can't even talk about getting a dog until this coffee table is built. And you know what miraculously happened on Saturday? My girlfriend and I built that coffee table, and it got done. So Sunday, we're getting up, and I'd mentioned that the driveway had caught on fire. There was electrical wires down. She was like, well, the power's out. We might as well go adopt a dog. No, wow. Can't do anything here.
I'm usually like, hey, I should get the generator out and plug in the refrigerator.
Right. Imagine. So just let's go get a dog.
So did the little, it's not the not so little doggy come home?
Yeah, he's a horse.
Duke.
Duke.
Oh. I was taking shots of Pepto before we left. I was so like, I was getting nauseous because I was so anxious. I was like, we'll just go see him. I don't know.
Infamous so last words.
We walked down the hallway, and when we saw him on Monday, he looked so happy. I was like, he's chilling. Somebody's
Your
going
dad
to adopt him.
Warned you, if you went to visit that dog, you would come home with him.
Yeah, I called him with Duke in the car, and he was like, what you doing? I said, we're at Lollipop, and he says, leave. I was like, too late.
So your mama doesn't know why. Why didn't you immediately call her and go, here's your grand dog.
She
say hello.
She is not enthused about the idea about me getting a pet. She's like, why? She's like, you don't need one. They cost money. Like,
they
she's,
give love.
Well, nobody needs a dog. Let's be real.
Yeah.
You can get away without a dog. People have them because they love them. Companionship, mm-hmm. Friendship.
Yeah.
Her and I were hanging out on Friday night, and I was like slow rolling the idea. I was like, oh, did you hear, you know, on the show we were talking about, you know, me getting a dog? And she's like, yep, I heard. It's like,
jeez.
Oh, she's just going to have to get used to
she's
it.
She's going to have to get over it.
And you know when she'll get used to it? When you drop her off the first time you go on vacation.
Oh, no. I am not allowed to drop off that dog around.
That's not
no.
And Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE with TJ Hope and Billy Kidd.
We all got our green on today.
We do.
And with that being said, you know, neither of you had heard of this old Celtic tradition of telling the bees. Have you ever heard somebody say the custom of, I'm going to go tell the bees?
Never heard it.
Never? It is a ancient tradition where beekeepers inform their bees about significant events in their lives, okay? Deaths, births, marriages, major occurrences. And you can also tell the bees your feelings and, you know, the good things and the bad things. It's supposed to help you get it off your chest. It's actually seen, bees used to be seen as the connector between the human world and the spirit world. So after a death and you would see bees, that was supposed to be the spirit leaving the body. I think a lot of people think that with butterflies.
And, like they'll see cardinals.
And cardinals, yeah. Same thing, except they're bees. So to tell the bees, I felt so bad when, if you read about this tradition, what it was is there was someone called the good wife. She was kind of in charge of the kitchen area. They would tell her, go approach the hive and tell the bees. She would have to knock to get the bees' attention, okay?
Then bees love that.
Softly murmur the news in a solemn tone because you don't want the bees to get upset. And it was believed to keep the bees informed and prevent any more deaths or horrible occurrences from happening. So as long as you tell the bees, life will remain good. Isn't that crazy?
Kind of like, you know, you're cleansing your soul. A confession of some kind.
Like a confessional. Go tell the bees.
Hope, do you have
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anything you want to tell the bees?
Yeah.
Okay, we're at the beehive. Remember, you got to knock three times before you say anything to him.
Yeah. You got to wake him up. All right. And in a solemn tone, you have to tell the bees.
I have an emergency stash of glitter at all times to spray in the event of joy.
It's not shocked by that.
Oh my gosh.
I have one.
You do?
Okay. Hold okay. on. Hello, bees. Bees, are you in there?
That was a hard knock.
Bees. Hi, my name's Billy. Sometimes when I finish an expensive bottle of booze, I'll refill it with cheap booze to impress my friends. Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. Hope, TJ, and I'm Billy Kidd.
All of these stories are coming out from the severe weather this weekend. Trees were down. Well, trees were down on the railroad tracks, and passengers were stuck on an Amtrak train for over 10 hours in Palmyra.
That's a long time. I was stuck on a train in heading to New York City. First of all, let me preface this with, I love Amtrak. If I have the option to go by airplane or train, I will take the train to New York every single time.
Yeah.
It's just so relaxing. It's a beautiful view.
Yeah.
But we had one trip that went bad. We were just outside of New York City. You could see the buildings. That's how close we were. And the train just stopped. air conditioning went off, electricity went off. So those trains, it's just a big generator. It's a big diesel-powered generator that tows trains. It broke down. So it was 90 degrees, humid, you know, our August here in New York, and it just died. So we're on the track, and they're walking through verbally saying, hey, the train is, it's not working.
Obviously.
There's another one on the way. So we're stopped right next to a park. Beautiful park. There's a softball game going. There's kids playing kickball. It's just a beautiful, serene moment. So we're all like, well, we could just go sit in the park until the next train gets here. Nope. Federal law cannot get off of this train. And that was the look you're giving me was the look we were giving them. So this went on for like an hour and it was hot. Everybody was sweating. So they bring out water. They're handing everybody water. And at one point there was about to be a mutiny where we were going to all just get off the train thinking, what are they going to do? Arrest us all? Yeah, they would have. They called the cops. The cops showed up. I don't know what jurisdiction showed up, but there was a bunch of cops that showed up. They got on the train and they said, everybody needs to sit down, shut up, or we're going to arrest you and take you off of this train.
Oh my God.
And we were like, wow. That's harsh.
Dang.
But no air conditioning, no air moving. You can't open the windows.
Yeah, we're dying in here.
That was brutal. Good
That's
thing.
That's crazy because these folks, 10 hours.
That's a long
And it was
time.
The same thing. Like, you got to stay on this train.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No thanks.
Ask me if I got a free ticket or anything.
Did
out
you?
Of that. No, I got nothing. Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope, and I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning.
Friday, went to go see the Clock of Nations. It's back up over at Tower 280, 50 feet from its original location at Midtown Plaza, which I did not know until Billy Kidd told me last week. Midtown Plaza was the first ever indoor mall in America.
You didn't know that?
No, you told me.
Of
you were
all
the first
people
person
to not
tell
know
me.
It. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, you're not from here,
but
so
yeah,
you get a
like,
pass.
Why would I know random facts like that? But, you know. Hope, she lives for this stuff. Can't believe it wasn't in one of your 50 Rochester books.
The last thing I ever bought from Midtown Plaza, I was 12, and I bought Taylor Swift's debut CD.
Oh, wow. That's been a minute.
Wow.
So since then, they put up Tower 280, which is like an apartment building, but then there's also some businesses and offices in there. So the Clock of Nations on display, open to the public from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., go hang out in the lobby. They've got some benches. But if you go on the hour, then one of the countries will
people,
be showcased.
Before you describe this, the Clock of Nations is like a giant tower in the middle. And then there's a bunch of little clocks hanging off the side of it. And there's different nations represented. So each hour, it's a different nation, right?
Yeah. So it spins around. And then on the hour, like a cuckoo clock, instead of like donging the number of... Whatever hour it is.
Go on.
It focuses on one of the countries. So we tried to stay until 7 o'clock. We got there late and they wanted to go home on a Friday. Shocker. So they unplugged it at 6:58. So we didn't get to hear it. So I gotta go back.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.